What's going on, America? What's happening with it? What's going on, America? What's happening with it? It is Hurricane the Poet in your eardrums, doing it like Mama said it was all right. Hey, we just want to thank you for all of the help and all of the good vibrations that you've been sending out. We want to say thank you for the community assistance. We want to say thank you for the power. We want to say thank you. We want to be thankful for all of the wonderful things that's been going on. It has been a lot in my perspective that has been changing and evolving, and I just want to thank you for the awakening. So let's get it in, y'all. How y'all doing on this beautiful day? I hope you're doing good.
Until you get right, it's exact. It's all in the mind, but that depends on where your head's at. Life is a chess match, your lessons come from your mistakes. Try not to end up in checkmate, no matter whatever it takes. Long as you're breathing, then you can be problem solving. Stay involved, evolve, the world keep revolving. For the cause, be all you can from the morning to the sunset. You never have no regrets. Took a journey to the edge of your fate and then left. Not just understanding, but overstanding is the objective.
Let me be what I am. Take my destiny in my hand. All my actions, you can judge where I stand. And I hope one day that you'll understand.
Change come from the inside out. No fear, live free, let your truth ride out. Steady shaking off the shackles of the old me. Waking up daily, meditation, feeling so free. They hate to see you change, but they don't understand. Unless you see for yourself, then you won't comprehend. The caterpillar don't care what you think about him. He was born to be fly, his nature gonna bring it out him. By the struggle, I was never broken, I was broken open. I tapped into a source that was omnipotent. Had to shift my focus to my higher purpose. Ain't nothing weak about growth, it takes a fighter's courage. People say they want a revolution, but steady holding on to slave ideas, afraid of evolution. In life we live and learn, it's practice theory, practice wisdom is organically grown, it's not prepackaged.
Truth, but only to discover it's a labyrinth. We go from one maze into another. So many chambers and angles peeling the onion layers. Within it all, I see the same game, just different players. So I rebel from the prison cell of the pigeonhole and dare to be myself original. A man lives on principles. I don't posture to be popular. Born to be a leader, not just a blind follower.
And family before the dollar, your priorities in order. And like Bruce Lee say, be the water, be the earth, be the wind and the fire. Elevate, take it higher. Instinct. Fulfill your needs and your desires, but we got to be compassionate, considerate, a people's advocate, eradicating ignorance through experience. The more you live, the more you learn, you grow. It has a positive effect on all the people you know.
Take the negative and flip it for the best.
challenge. Every challenge is a chance to advance. The power is right in our own hands. From a youth full of rage to a wise grown man. Here I am.
And I hope one day that you'll understand.
Look at things without any opinion. Otherwise, you never look at reality. Look at things without any philosophy, without any prejudice, without any dogma, creed, or scripture. Just look without arrogance and see the cause of ignorance and overstand.
Change is necessary to evolution. The universe contains incredible diversity, and you cannot experience it all within the confines of one comfortable lifestyle. Look ahead to what you will think of your life at its end. You will probably not want to look back and say that it was cozy and dull. Thus, react positively to what seems to be disaster. Remember that what seems now to be disaster may be an important step toward evolution, and may even be identifiable as such at some point in the future. Every great loss takes you out of a rut and starts your life anew. Be grateful for the time you had in your former happy state, and look forward eagerly to the new phase. Information age.
Information age.
Empty your mind of all thoughts. Let your heart be at peace.
Mississippi Road. We live in the blues of the Delta. A good morning to your neighbor, a good night to your dreams. We are the song of survival, a living song without lyrics or words, a kind gesture, a wink of the eye, a loving touch upon a child's head, a strong, warm hug to keep away the doubt. Grandma's hands upon your face, wiping away the tears, holding back the fears. In between the shoe signs and the dishwashing, in between the GDs and PhDs, in between the outhouses and crack houses, we create ways to live in love. We live on the move, moving forward through the bling bling, the prison camps and the closed casters and the hoes and bitches and the alcohol and Jesus, all on the same corner. We are the one and true living God. All around us is life, our humanity. Our humanity is the essence of life. Our blood nurtures its soul. Our humiliation and pain gives it expression. Our ignorance gives vision to its life. Living contradictions, living paradoxes, living phenomena, living just for the city, for a smile.
And I know, but what if mama was wrong? Tonight I pace the floor and corridor. I'm a man of wealth, but by myself I'm poor. So Lord, take this, take that, cause I can't take no more. She was all I'm living for, and now she's gone. There's all this emptiness inside my home. Her side of the bed is cold and I'm alone. So I call mom and mama say, son, let it go, move on. Cause she's gone, yeah, she's gone. Oh, she's gone, yeah, she's gone.
Come on,
you know I'd do anything.
Well. Check it out. I have found out that there's a fine line between being brilliant and being plumb local.
Oh, for sure.
Get back, get forward, get raised, get low, do some extreme shit, keep from being bored. Now it's double up, hoes come a nickel a dozen. They get hot and get drunk and don't remember from buzzing. That's why you don't see me, I ain't at the club. I'm chilling with my homies in the city of Hub, because they need me more than that hoe. The big fat hoe, trying to get every ballin' nigga in the saddle. Lap dance, fat champ, hot pants, you the man. Nowadays you can't tell, watch the crotch, you may swell. You need some pap smear, you need to know if you got an STD. Some little critters in your trap, dear, get on. Me and my homies is indivisible, and don't floss. Money looks better when it's invisible. We get props from Wall Street to Y'all Street. If you missed it, I stay consistent. We got heat, CPT style, OG me style. The DJ, G-U-R-K with no C style. In your town, don't trip, nigga, it goes down. And when you see me in all blue, you go frown. But I'm bridging the gap, I'm rigid with rap. Money or respect, bitch, I'd rather have the digits than that. So give me the half, do you want the meat or the scrap? Put heat on my neck, and now my hair looks sweet on my lap. Cause it's the same thing, trying to kill the gangbang. Set examples for the kid on how to maintain. Never be a lame brain, y'all ain't gotta feel the same pain that put a nigga like me on the mainframe. Bow down, back up, nigga, I'm hot now. And don't try to resuscitate me when I'm shot down. Just call my homie Theo on the radio and let him know his little homie quick to have to go. Because gangsta, gangsta, that's what they yelling. But niggas do dirt, get caught and start telling. Talking to you G's with no heart. We was throwing and running from bullets before gangsta rapping wasn't art, nigga. So don't test your bulletproof vest. Cause real niggas do real things up under stress. That's from the CPT, Young G with heart too. Oh, we still party, but now it's part two. And I don't wanna party with you. Hell no. Cause bitch, you scare me. 20 years old, 3 kids, 7 tattoos, you're bald, but your legs are hairy. I don't wanna party with you. Hell no. You need to put some lotion on, cause your skin is peeling around and bullet wounds on your back. You're fat, plus you're abortion prone. I'd rather be a young exec than the puppet on the other end, dangling by a noose on his neck. They can't handle me, cause I'm where the s*** will be. An underground nigga on Ariston. Now there is this family that I'ma roll with, take control with, have a ball, break bread, and share the soul with. Even though I'm thirsty for money in the worst way, I ain't gon' cry if I don't go platinum on the first day. Watch me get my hustle on with the friendly competition. Y'all got papers, but I got the latest tradition. $100,000 a track is what I crack, and if you ain't got that, keep wishing. And to you bitch ass niggas in the maze, coming at a player with actual ways, keep clicking on that other sound and stay north of the 105. Hip hop heads, cause this is underground, right by the water. Can't do right by your daughter, but look at all the shit that I done bought. These lyrics ain't nothing if the beat ain't cracking and these be smacking. That's why the G's keep stacking, nigga.
I don't wanna party with you.
Hell no. Cause nigga, you's a scuffler. Your braids are dingy, your clothes ain't got no creases, and your lips look like you sucked a muffler.
I don't wanna party with you.
Hell no. Bitch, you didn't know me when you was fine as wine and thick. Now you're sick from smoking that shit. You're broken, plus you're bony. W-E-S-T-C-O-A-S-T. That's what a hydroponic with no seeds be. So don't trip when you see me on the TV or my CD. And my eyes are really R-E-D. See the industry is freaky. Pardon me for being speaky, switching on y'all that wanna cheek me. What makes you even try that way? Yeah, I might be fly, but I don't fly that way. Even on a gallon of Cisco, I can never go disco. Dude, I ain't from Go. And to these bitches, y'all trippin', we ain't layin' with y'all. Just because we say we wanna fuck, we playin' with y'all. This is entertainment, we tryin' to make it some change. We ain't impressed by what you got up under your hands. Bitch, that's your trap, and that's your sap. Let me spit the cap while she sit in your lap, homie. Don't you know me? Jealous ass niggas wanna flow me. Just because your woman wanna blow me, on the strength I get that hoe a kitty toy. Cause I'm the only ugly nigga getting away with being pretty boy.
I don't wanna party with you.
Now this is how the sporty bounce. We stay away from you broke ass niggas always begging and ain't got a dime on the 40 ounce.
I don't wanna party with you. Hell no.
Cause ho, you toe back. That old long ass run and your stocking smell like Avon and that horse want his fro back.
I don't wanna party with you.
Hell no. And nigga, I can't stand you. And I ain't got nothing but some advice, a map, a bar of soap, some water, and a towel to hand you.
I don't wanna party with you. Hell no.
Now I'ma be real with it. All my fucking life I ain't never wanted fame, but since the shit then came, I gotta deal with it.
I don't wanna party with you.
You know? But I'ma do it like my homie say. Check it. I don't give a fuck about fame. I'd rather deal with the money. Y'all can have the name. I'm out.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past, adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Summertime.
Yeah, this Hurricane the Poet, y'all, and I hope that took you back and made you feel like grandma's in the house cooking chicken and grits for you. Hey, we have some special guests on the line right now. I have a really, really dear and old friend on the line. Sexual Energy Goddess, you in there?
I am here, Hurricane. How are you?
I am absolutely beautiful. I'm phenomenal. I'm feeling good about it. How about yourself?
I am feeling fantastic.
Well, you know what? You really have me enthralled with your name. So tell us, where'd you get the name and what it means?
Okay. Well, I got the name from my twin flame, a soulmate of mine, and he used to call me Sex Goddess. This was my partner of 23 years. And when he started calling me that, you know, it was something that he would call me, but I started getting, like, these visions of me in past lives, and I know you already know, I can get really deep. And it started taking me to places where I started remembering things from past lives where I taught about energy healing, sexual energy. A sex goddess is like someone that is able to really create and use their energy to create. So even though the name is kind of risque, sex energy, well, sex goddess was the one that I was like, I have to add energy to it so that people can know that this is not, you know, I'm not a prostitute trying to, you know, get some men. This is really like some real stuff. So I added sex, so I added energy, and it's sex energy goddess 13, and I put the number in there. 13 is an amplified number. It's a sacred symbol, and it has a lot of vibrating energy. It's not like a bad number like the media would have us believe, you know, and Friday the 13th being bad and all that other stuff. It's not like that at all. It's a very powerful number. And so as I started kind of taking on the name, all this information started coming to me, and I started, you know, working on myself, healing myself, you know, through my energy and learning about changing my sexual energy, transmuting it, transforming it. And so, you know, the name just became part of who I am.
Dig that. Now, so you challenge a lot of preconceived notions just with what you said, from the sex to the name to the 13. So you've been really learning a lot. When you say you healed yourself, how did you go about doing that? What was involved with you healing yourself?
It first started with meditation. I had to start meditating because there's a lot of things in the atmosphere, and a lot of people don't really recognize it, but they feel it. There's a lot of toxicity. It's toxicity in our food. It's everywhere. And so I started healing just by detaching from all of those things, all of the things on the outside, and just focusing on me, on my body. And so meditation was the first thing, because when I started to meditate, that's when I started getting you know, an inspiration to do more within my body. Like, I stopped eating meat. I started going more organic and natural foods. And so that was definitely the process of healing. But the first thing was the meditation. And I stopped eating meat and started getting into the organic foods because I used to have migraines a lot. And I was, you know, always taking pills for migraines. I would smoke weed for migraines. I would go to the doctor. They would, you know, give me all kinds of stuff, and it just was never working. And then when I changed the way that I eat, that's what took it away. And that's when I started seeing, okay, so this is really real, and I really can heal myself. And so that's how I started first, though, was with meditation and quieting my mind and then researching, you know, things about organic living and organic eating. And that's what kind of took me on that path.
Dig that. So how long have you been on this train? How long have you been on this conscious thought?
I've been on this conscious thought for the past 13 years, practicing it diligently for the past 5.
And when you say meditate, how often do you meditate, or how long is your meditating session?
I meditate every single day, and my meditation sessions are quite long. When a person first starts, like when I first started, I was focusing on at least 15 minutes a day. So 15 minutes a day of disconnecting from everything else and just focus on, you know, because a lot of people think something deep is going to happen in the meditation. What it is that you're sitting there still, you know. Some people use music to meditate, like those different natural sounds, and all of that is cool. But the whole point of meditation is doing nothing. So, like, you sit there and you just allow your body to be still and don't think of anything, because the power is in your mind and in your thoughts. So you want to keep that clear. And what happens during meditation, when you keep your mind space clear, you allow for other energies to come in and start, you know, healing you. And when I say other energies, really what is basically connecting down to bottom line is Most High Source. Some people call it God. Some people call it Allah. You know, but when you're meditating, that's really what's happening. You're connecting back to that source of which you came from. So, you know, when you get connected, then you start unleashing things about yourself. You start getting inspired to do other things. You start to God, and you start coming out, basically.
Dig that. Wow. So now, what would you suggest for somebody who is realizing that they're full of toxicity and they're realizing that maybe meditation would be for them, how would you suggest they get started?
Just by one, stop eating fast food, stop eating meat because it's not really meat. Stop eating, you know, like if you, I'm not one of those people that's like a vegan saying, oh, you know, the animals and you can't kill the animals. I recognize that there are some animals, you know, when you're in a certain situation, like if you were living like in the wilderness and you needed to eat meat and you kill an animal so that you can survive, I get that. That totally makes sense. But the way that we've done it now in this day and age, it's like when you go to the supermarket and you look at every supermarket got sacks and sacks of meat. And then you go back to how they're producing these animals and creating animals and then the way that they abuse the animals. All of that energy goes into the product that you're consuming. So, you know, this is just strictly about your own health. Give it up for a week just so that you can see the difference that it makes in how you feel and in your mind. It makes a real big difference in your mind, too. But it is a program that's really strong. Like, a lot of people are really, you know, connected to their habits and their routines. So it is discipline. It takes a lot of discipline to do it, but just do it a little bit at a time. Start with the meat, and then if you can't sit still for 15 minutes, do it for 5 minutes. But make a commitment to focus 5 minutes a day on yourself away from everything and everyone. I definitely recommend doing it outside or against a tree, in nature, in the pool, in water, something that is natural that could really help you focus your mind on just being still and not thinking about, you know, what you got to cook or what you got to do or your job or anything like that. It's very important to do that. So that would be what I would recommend as a first step is do. I'm going to go back to my 15 minutes, though, y'all. 15 minutes. You can commit to 15 minutes. Everybody got 24 hours in the day. You can definitely do it. So 15 minutes of meditation a day and stop eating meat for a week.
Now you have a business. You are also an entrepreneur. Tell us a little bit about what you sell and what you feel it does for people.
Okay. Can I tell them first real quick who I am to you?
Yeah.
Or do you want, or is your background all private and stuff, and you don't want the audience knowing
this? You know what? You know what? The cold part about your life is, if you do anything noteworthy, it's public record. If you do anything infamous, it's public record. So you know what I mean? It's pretty much public record.
That's what it is. Mr. Hurricane and I went to high school together, and I was just telling my daughter because I was showing her you, and I'm like, you have the same face, everything. You look just like you did in high school. It's so crazy. And y'all, I don't know if y'all know. I don't know if your audience knows this about you, but Mr. Hurricane was quite the ladies' man. He found a way to always be around us, around the ladies. You would see him everywhere with a group of ladies. All that, like, he was not afraid to go up to anybody or talk to anyone. And he was very, like, and it's so funny because it's like I have not talked to you in, 20 years? And if not more. And it's like to see you, you know, like for me, I'm still in the same place of you know, high school and that personality that I remember. And a lot changes and a lot happens in 20 years. But I can already feel, and you didn't know this about me at the time, but I am an empath. So, like, I could feel your energy. And just by what I feel, I know that you have definitely the same personality that you had before. You know, you're a very loving spirit. I know that you have matured quite a bit from those times on the in high school because you was just a little nutty. You was just crazy.
I really give thanks to the Most High, and all of the things that I have been through have given me some wonderful, wonderful things. But it's one thing about reconnecting to that source. It does take you back to happiness, and a lot of our childhood times were happy, and connecting back with that has given me some wonderful, wonderful times, some wonderful information. I try to put a lot of what I've learned into my poetry. I'm a poet now, nationally known. I've been on a couple of programs. I'm working on getting on Verses and Flow. I really want to be on Verses and Flow. But what I really like doing is spreading that love, that joy, and that energy that I get from people like you and people that I meet, because it's contagious, it's infectious, and it's just wonderful, you know?
Yes. And it's, I mean, this is so good to see you, you know, doing what you're doing. I am so proud of you, and I'm so not surprised. You know what I'm saying? It's like I always knew that you were going to be doing you and that you were going to be spreading that energy around, because your energy has been, you know, magnificent ever since I first met you. And it's great to see you doing this. And I can see so much more for you in what you're doing, because your heart is really big, and you know, this is what you want. And so let me just say to you that everything that you intend, know that it's going to happen. You know, like, the moment that you doubt anything that you've created in your mind to do, then it starts losing its energy. So when you get that inspiration, that inspired thought that says, okay, this is what I want to do. Like, for example, you want to be on that show. So, you know, look at it like it's done. It already is, because you commanded it. So now your action is going to help you align yourself with the vibration of getting that particular show, getting that thing. You feel me?
Yeah, I do. Manifest.
So the more you do this, manifest. The more you do this and the more you feel good and you're in a high vibration, you will be able to attract anything into your life. And you were asking me about my entrepreneurship. I'm going to give you a quick update just on everything since high school, because, all right, in high school I had a record deal with Priority Records. We did an album. We did a song on NWA's 100 Miles and Running, but we were the first pop group on a rap label, so they didn't really know what to do with us. So we did release a Spanish album in Latin America, and that did okay, but we got dropped from the label, I think, about 2 years in. And so then after that, I decided that I wanted to stay in the industry because that's all I knew, and I was really heartbroken because I was the lesson. You know, I was 21 years old. That was a lesson that was like, all right, now what do I do? And so I decided that I wanted to stay in the industry, hooked up with Ebro. He's now the program director at Hot 97 in New York. And so then I started working for 103.5 in Sacramento, The Bomb. And after that, I went to Stockton. I came back to Los Angeles, and I was doing I started working in the movie industry, and I was doing product placement and working in wardrobe in the movie industry. And then I connected again with radio. I was going to be working with Steve Harvey at the when The Beat was out here in LA, and then that fell through. And then after that, I decided, all right, it's time to do me. And so I started getting online, and I saw video online. And the first thing that I did was join this multi-level marketing thing. I walked all the way away from the entertainment industry and just started focusing on this internet and what was going on with this new media. And so that's from there I started my own broadcasting company. I have BIM3DRadio.com is where I host my broadcast. Then I did in that time had some dealings with Wyclef Jean, which was hilariously interesting. And then after that, my twin flame that I was with, my children's father, he found Orgon Energy. And so he was looking to protect our family from, you know, reptilians and toxic energy and different things like that. And we were just coming into this, you know, this lifestyle. And so when we looked it up, he ordered a box, and as soon as we got it, right before we got it, I felt it. And what it was, it's called Orgonite. It's Orgon Energy, and it transforms negative energy. It does a lot for the body and for the mind. And so, and it's crystals, resin, and metals is what makes Orgon. So after we got our first package, I just got inspired to start making it. And that's when the whole Sex Energy Goddess really came out, Sex Energy Goddess 13. Really came out during that time, because when I started working with stones and working with this energy, it really cleared my space. And I started recognizing a lot of different things about me. I started cleansing. I started healing. And it turned in, we started giving away the pieces. We were feeling so good about this energy that we were like, everybody needs to have it. So we started giving it away, and we started using it as a promotional tool for VIM. And so we gave it away, and then, you know, it got to a point in life where things just shift, and it turned into a business, like, by default. And so last year we made about $20,000 in sales of these devices, and that just goes to show you how, like, this energy, people are really starting to recognize what it is, and they're wanting to heal themselves, and this is what does it. So it turned into another business, and so now this is our third business. So we have OregonEnergyBatteries.com, we have VIMRadio.com, and I have SexEnergyGoddess13.com.
Okay.
And the company is Business Promotions Production. Say that again.
What days are they on?
Friday. I'm on tonight at 8 o'clock, and I'm going to be talking about symbolism. And that's 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. So you do three shows a night?
No. That's what, like, those are my companies. Like, Visions and Motions is the company. VIM 3D Radio is where I do the show from. And then Oregon Energy Battery, that's a whole nother company where I do the functional healing art. And then SexEnergyGoddess13.com, that's my blog. That's where I talk about this energy and using the Oregon in healing yourself and different things like that. But the show is once a week on Friday nights at 8 p.m.
Okay.
Hey, man, it has been absolutely, you are busy. Stay at
it. I know.
It has to be an absolutely beautiful vibe for you to continue to have the energy to do that. Now, I was reading on your page that you do a little bit of dancing that's promote the chakras or invigorate the chakras. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yes. Dancing, I know you've seen videos of people twerking, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that whole twerking, that energy, what that does is that's waking up the kundalini energy that lies in the bottom of your spine. And so a lot of people it's crazy how it has gotten so much attention, that dance. But yes, when you're doing dances like that and when you're doing different kind of movements, it starts waking up. You're opening up your chakras and waking up your kundalini energy, which spirals around the chakras, and it opens them up, it energizes them, it amplifies them. So, and this is not any particular dance. As long as you're gyrating, grinding, moving around, feeling that sensual, sexual energy, then you're going to start making that kundalini rise. But this is really important because you have to be mindful of this energy, because people that don't know, like when young women are out there twerking, and there's a lot of men that are out there twerking too, but when they start doing that, it's like they're waking something up inside of them, and it's a creative energy. So that energy creates what is in your subconscious. So technically, like, your life, you're creating your life by what you exude, by the vibrations that your body exudes. That's what creates your experience. And so when we start to gyrate or when we start to have sex and we're not mindful of these energies, we're creating subconscious thoughts. We're manifesting them and making them real. And that's why some people have, you know, really bad relationships where there's a lot of dysfunction in them, or, you know, whatever it is that is manifesting in their life has been created through the sexual energy that they emit.
Whoa. Stay out my bedroom and out my past.
Yeah, like everybody that you've been with, you have a piece of that woman on you. So you have to cleanse that energy off of you. And for a man, it's easier than it is for a woman, because women, we're internal, men are external. So you can take your phallus and take a crystal quartz or definitely an Oregon energy battery, and then just, you know, sweep the energy out of, like you're sweeping out of your phallus. And you have to intend that. I'm gonna have a
get you all the way. If we can do, if nobody knows, and if we do, I kill it for sure. Your love can finally save.
Hello, Maddie, you still there?
I'm still here.
I truly, truly apologize. My phone just died. Yes, Metro PCS is something else, I tell you. I'm switching the Sprint to my repairing. Please forgive
Say
me for that,
again?
Interruption. Huh?
Oh, no problem. This happens a lot, too, by the way, when we're sharing this kind of energy. There are energies out there that do not want people to have this information because this is powerful information. So I'm not surprised when phones cut off and different things like that happen. This is like some real stuff.
Yeah. I've been going through that a lot on my journey and on my awakening. A lot of things. I really do believe that the ancestors come back in my art. I have an art show at the Brick House, 30 pieces. And each one of them is influenced by some of our deities, some of our ancestors, mostly people that have our elders that have given me information. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that energy is prevalent everywhere. So we must be mindful of what we put out into the universe. But now you said earlier that each one of us has a piece of the person, the people that we've been with before.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You said a little bit earlier that each one of us has a piece of the people that we've been in sexually involved with before in our lives or on us.
Yes, absolutely. And
how would we go about cleansing the bit off of us?
Okay, so what you want to do first definitely is a meditation. Your mind, everything begins with thought. So if everything begins with thought, then that's where it all starts. Your healing, everything all starts there. So the intention that you have, so like let's say, for example, you know, you have this, you want to clear the energy of this particular person, then what you do is you hold the intention of that person and you clear that energy intentionally by saying, let all of this, any negative energy that this person has put on me, release it from my body, cleanse my body, you know. And so it's basically like you're talking to Most High and you're saying, actively cleanse me from this energy. What you could also do, it's important for you to also, like your phallus, you want to take it and move that energy away from it. So you could do it with a crystal or with the Orgon energy battery, but if you don't have anything, you could simply just take your hand and, you know, go from the top of your head all the way down and then brush it out, like you're brushing energy out of your body, out of your phallus. And so it's work. It's not something that you do one time and, all right, I'm good. It's like you make it part of the meditation, make it part of the ritual. Anything that is not serving me must be transformed or deleted. You know, so you make these conscious thoughts, and these conscious thoughts attract that energy that help you with the healing. So you'll begin to get everything that you need to heal through those thoughts that you are creating and through dedicating your time to. Yes, I'm cleansing my energy from women, from, you know, any negative energy that I have on me. Let that be released or transformed. And that's how you do it.
Dig that. Wow. You are continuing to always envelop me in some wonderful feelings. Since way back, you have not changed. You are continually to be a very wonderful, positive energy and damn near a spirit. So we really do appreciate the things that you do. Could you have a pyramid resin?
Uh-huh.
Is it made out of glass, or is it made out of some polyurethane, or because it's clear?
No,
and I really, really like it. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, that's an Orgon energy pyramid. The pyramid is the most powerful shape that exists in sacred geometry. And that pyramid is made out of crystal quartz, metals, and resin. And resin is like a plastic, kind of like, you know how women get their nails done with the acrylic?
Right.
It's basically that. So it starts as a liquid and then hardens and creates, you know, the devices, the pyramids.
So all I need, because I've been wanting to make one, so all I need to do is make a pyramid mold out of maybe metal?
Yes.
For the resin that?
Yeah, you can buy a mold. You don't have to actually make the mold. I mean, if you want to make the mold, you can make it, but you can definitely purchase one. I think they have them at bakeries and different things like that.
Okay. And so let me promote your business a whole lot. So tell us a little bit about the pendants, how much they are, what they do, and why you sell them.
Okay. Orgon Energy has changed my life, so that's definitely why I'm involved in this industry. And I make pendants so that when you wear a pendant, you're protected from negative energy, EMF radiation, any toxicity in and outside of your body. You start to heal when you're wearing an Orgon Energy device. If you have, you know, those power lines that are in the street, they emit a lot of toxic pollution. So having an Orgon Energy battery completely eradicates that. It transforms the energy on contact, because when you put the metals and the crystals and the resin together, it squeezes the energy out of the metals and the crystals and creates what is called a scalar wave. And the scalar wave is faster than the speed of light. So Orgon Energy, it clears chemtrails and it does so many different things. So by having the pendants on your body, it's really beneficial. And I also make, you know, like the pyramids and other meditation pieces, so that you can clear the energy in your home. It also transforms the energy in your home. It helps your energy run smoothly, more efficiently. So your if you have a lot of Orgon Energy in your house, then you'll probably see your electric bill go down. And it's something that I wear every single day. I don't leave home without it. And there's a lot of information on OrgonEnergyBatteries.com for those people who want to learn more about it. I also have instructions there on how to make the Orgon Energy batteries. This is a sacred art for me, so you're probably never going to see a video of me making Orgon Energy batteries. There's enough instructional videos out there already. And you can't just purchase my pieces. Like, you can't go on the site and just get it, because for me, this is more than a sale. This is about raising the vibration of the planet and giving people the knowledge and the power so that they can unleash themselves, so that they can do it on their own. So, you know, if you're interested in getting a consultation with me, you can always hit me up at 818-233-5776. The consultation is part of, you know, getting your Orgon Energy battery. They start at $65 without a consultation. Like, you know, I'll text you and, you know, let you know what it is that you need, and we'll select a piece. All of the pieces are one of a kind, so it is truly a functional healing art, and a lot of work goes into making them. So to get an Orgon Energy battery from me, it's a little bit more. You got to do a little work. You can't just purchase one. It's for superheroes. I unleash superheroes. So, like, people that are ready to, like, really reflect on who they are, that is who I'm here for. You know, it's not, they're really fly and they're really pretty and everybody loves them, but it's not just a piece of jewelry. This is a tool that is used for self-healing and for manifestation. So I'm very responsible in how I distribute my art.
Whoa. That sounds like a kindred spirit. I also am very interested in where my art goes. I do recognize that energy and what households that it's to be placed in. So mm-hmm. I think that's a very special thing that you do for people. So I will be trying to get me a consultation. And I'm sitting here wondering what picture you showed your daughter.
Well, we were on the site on Blog Talk, and you know, the on your channel you have all your pictures streaming. So
okay,
there's one picture where you just laying on the ground. I guess you're doing some art, right?
Yeah.
And then there's another picture where it looks like you're performing, or you're yeah. So those are the pictures that she saw.
I'm trying to find it. Last night I was looking for it. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it, but there's a picture of me and you from Christmas time at Sac High, and you were in like a – what'd you say? You got all excited. Yeah, calm down, girl. Calm down. It was like a Santa's elf little costume or Santa's helper. Or Mrs. Yeah. Claus, that's who you was. You was Mrs. Claus.
That's what I was. You're going to have to show me that. That was way back.
So you make sure you tell your daughter you are not new to this. You are definitely true to this. You've been at it for a long time.
Yes, sir.
So you only have one child?
No, I have a son who's 21. And our daughter, she's 20, Michaela, my daughter, she's 20, I was going to say 22, she's 16.
Okay.
And that's it, just two.
All right. Now, how do they feel, as a parent, how do they feel about mom's transformation or the things that mom is into? Are they receptive?
Completely receptive. Like, my children are starseeds. They're like, you know, the oldest one, he's autistic, and he has a lot of ability. He totally gravitates to the Oregon and to all of this, the whole life force energy and the whole consciousness. He gets it. He actually told me that he's from the planet Venus. And when, you know, if somebody tells you that, it's not about saying, oh, you must be out of your mind. It's like, hey, you're saying it for a reason. That's what it is. I honor that. You know, he's able to show me the planet and everything. I'm like, I can't even be mad at him. And then, you know, Michaela, she's completely a little starseed. She remembers being with me in another life. She remembers leaving, like me leaving her in another life. She remembers being my mother. And, I mean, these are things that when, you know, your offspring tells you that stuff, it's like you have to listen to what they're saying because, you know, that's what they came to do, is to teach us. So, yeah, she's very accustomed to her mother being, you know, a sex energy goddess. She feels like her parents are superheroes, and, you know, that's what it is for her. Speaking of, I want to give a major shout out to my business partner, L Solution, who's listening. Now he is my business partner and the children of my father. I mean, the father of my children.
You know what? It is very wonderful that you give them, first of all, a foundation, and second of all, a comfortable place to explore who they feel they are, because the dogma that we've all been given drags us away from our essence. Mm-hmm. It's just wonderful that you're finding a way to not just blaze a trail for you, and also your children, also your business partner, but also everybody that you come in contact to. I'm interested in you getting my book. It's on Amazon.com. It's called Hurricane Poetry for the People, and it will give you a whole lot of insight on how important this journey is to me and us, and how we should spread this information at all costs and just uplift the vibration of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So now look, Maddie, I'm going to take your name, your number, and all your information down, and I'm going to be old school and holler like a drowning man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You tell the family that I am very interested in meeting them. So are you in Southern California right now?
I am in Southern California right now. I'm in Sun City by a lot of mountains, so it's kind of away from the city, so I'm in a good place.
Okay, good. Now, you suggested meditating in water. Are there any specific benefits of water as opposed to trees or ground, or are there different vibes that you get as you meditate in different nature?
Mm-hmm. Now, if you do it in water, you can do them like if you're doing it in a river or in an ocean, you're going to get a different effect and a different feeling. But water is a conductor. Water is, you know, it's natural energy. And so whenever you're in water, you can program water. And it's definitely part, you know, it's part of the five elements. So anything that has to do with nature is going to be beneficial to your meditation because it connects you more to that source. And that's what it's about, like grounding your feet. Like if you put your feet in the dirt, that is very beneficial during meditation because it actually grounds you. It physically grounds you to the earth, and the earth shoots up energy onto you. So you're able to, a lot of people heal through grounding. It's called the grounding. Like if you Google grounding and what it is, you'll find a lot of information and a lot of documentation on what this energy does and how it affects the body and different things like that. So anything that's not, like, you don't want to, definitely don't want to meditate in front of the computer. I don't care what nobody says. I don't care what video it is and you're watching a meditation, you know, video. Just turn that off. If you have, like, if you can put it on your phone and you want to hear a meditation sound from your phone, do that. But you don't want to be around the computer. You want to be around a place that you are connected to nature. That's how you're going to get the quickest effects with your meditation, because when you're, like, if you're in a building and you're meditating there, you're not connecting to nature. So it's going to be a lot more difficult to be able to disconnect from what's not important, you know, from all of this garbage and all of this physical stuff that's affecting us. So, yeah, you absolutely get a lot of beneficial energy from meditating in the water and doing it. If you have to meditate inside, if you do it in the, you know, when you're taking a shower or whatever, that's a great place to do it because at least you still have natural water, which is an element to do that. If you have a candle, if you're meditating, put a candle there, and you can look at that candle and just focus on the flame. That'll also take your attention away from everything else that's going on, because that's the biggest challenge in meditation is getting your mind clear from all of the outside thoughts that are coming into your head. And Oregon energy helps you do that. That's what helped me get a clear meditation. It took me a year to really start meditating, because before Oregon, I would meditate and it was like all these other thoughts would start coming in my head, and I would get restless and I would get frustrated because I didn't feel that I was doing it right or that it was really happening. And so when I started working with the Oregon, that really cleared my mind, and it helped me, you know, it brought a sense of calm. So I was able to just sit there and meditate. And now my meditation is, you know, 1 to 2 hours, maybe three, depending on, you know, how deep I get.
Wow, that is off the hook. Before I let you go, I want to give you something, and I also want you to send me your email so I can send you a picture. You might be able to use it for your business, but I've been doing some goddesses and some photo manipulation, so I'd really like to share it with you and see what you think. But before I let you go, I want to give you this. She is cold, bold, with burnt skin tone of gold. With healthy, thick meat on her bones, she holds down jobs, our ancestry, and a good home. She is Nubia, y'all. Been called many titles and names before this, like Isis, Aset, Nefertiti, Cleopatra, Queen Nzinga, Joan Bird, Asada Shakur, Betty Sabazz, Rosa Parks, Big Mama, Mama, Mother, Grandma Dynamite, Auntie Eddie, and White. In days past, she would read the tea leaves and the dry bones to tell us about life. She's prone to leave home, make it happen, and get it on. Shaka Khan's I Am Every Woman, steal her favorite song. Bubble bath and scented candlelight, alleviating her stress. But don't get it twisted, y'all. She's a sexual goddess, a rainbow warrior, a lady lioness. At her best, she's Nubia, y'all. She's the worker at the World Cultural Center. And after we've both been working all damn day, she somehow manages to fix the best dinner. It's in the way she arranges scarcely supplied food on your plate. And after 20 years of marriage, she's still your best date. I need to say it again, she's Nubia, y'all. I know what they look, feel, and smell like because I was raised by some. I duck, sidestep, and eliminate the imposters. I'll make the world bow to just one. No longer needing a harem, she's all I can handle and much more fun. She is Nubia, y'all. She can pack a gun. Pack one bag for a trip, reload and shoot the gun. Y'all be on the lookout for the phenomenal one. She is Nubia, y'all.
That was great. Thank you.
Maddie, I want to, we're going to continue our conversation offline. If you got a minute, listen to the rest of the show or as much as you can. I'm going to get back into the music. I got another couple poets online. Make sure that you send me your email address so I can get at you. And is this the number to call you on?
This is my Skype number, so I'm going to give you my other number on the, you know, on our, on our, when I send you all my information.
Okay, cool. I love you like no other, and you continue to
I
be
you,
you and continue to blaze the trail, and I'm sure those with the knowledge and the seeking will follow.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm definitely going to be having you on my show. Don't forget to check me out tonight live at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time at vim3dradio.com. I appreciate you all listening. Adios. Until next time, 13 Bliss.
All right. Peace be unto you, sister.
My heartache.
chain reacted.
Shout out to What It Do Tuesdays at the Touch of Class.
playmakers, and they are over there making plays. Oh, what's up, JD? All my loved ones doing a wonderful job trying to elevate the consciousness of the people, trying to give some old groove time, because you know ain't nothing like our soul, y'all. Ain't nothing like our music, and ain't nothing like our get down. The way we promote each other and love each other has something to do with all of the things that we are about. And I love you with every part and soul of my being. Yes, 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 y'all. I want to send it out to all you microphone messiahs. Because you write it down for all the newborns waiting to breathe. If they believe, then they can't achieve. Just look at we. We are in every ghetto, in every city and suburban place we've been, makes us recall these days in this new Jerusalem. And we have seen y'all make some microphone magic like Sim Sala a la Bim. We was told that y'all, yes, yes, y'all, yes, yes, y'all would come. But we was taught to wait on him. But him's not just a him. Him is us and a them, and them's my folks and kin. Them that they're blessed this mic with a pen. The ones that make us stand against all odds. The life is hard, we carry on. Living in the project, broke with no lights on. Tupac would make us all see that all around the world is still the same song. So we take it out our head. We put it down on paper. We take it out the paper, and we put it back in our head. I was taught by Lonnie Smith, the bail bondsman, to renew and to revitalize, but to also make some bread, then to break that bread, to keep the people fed with some much-needed spiritual food. Learn to be all you can while you're boo-booing, like Scarface or Devin the Dude. And even though the streets are bumpy and lights burn out, and dope fiends just might die with a pipe in their mouth, we found that Oak Park is just like Oakland. And Oakland's just like Do or Die, Best Out Brooklyn. And Brooklyn's just like Southside Chicago. And Southside Chicago just like Port Arthur, Texas. And Atlanta's Bankhead down south. So now we dare to be blasphemous and spit new gospel out our mouth. Planet Earth is just your place of birth. But know this, y'all. You are born to be the sole controller of this whole universe. So spit these facts that connect all these maps to show people what these words is worth. From Kool Herc all the way to Kanye West, we have been blessed with some of the best. And I still hippie to the hippie to hip hip hopping. You don't stop a rocking every time I'm faced with a test. I know friends is just a word we use every day. And most of the time we use it in the wrong way. So watch your back for the smiling faces that'll stab a back, bite a back, and sometimes betray. But oh, there's another way. Do you remember rapping Duke? The ha, they never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. So learn to use your limelight when you rhyme tight. Know that this life gets hard as wood, but true max don't splinter. But yet and still suck old rappers want to enter. So with ballot in hand, they rush to vote, to elect themselves into this game of dope. But yo, loved one, this situation is real. Don't slip in this game on a banana peel. And I'm still bad. I'm mad that the world is a ghetto. I'm running with the night, dancing on the ceiling. If it's me you're looking for, hello, fellow, this is where new life begins. You can be madder with your writing pen. Get to sending out them words that's fighting then. Be enlightening like lightning. That's Free Mona's dad, but Free Matulu, Free Mumia, Free Leonard Palantir, and the Revolutionary Wildcats. Use your racks and stacks to bridge gaps, not only for blacks. Show the youth that we are all together and be divided. We are not having that. If you want to thank somebody, then it is truly up to you to step up and be the next microphone messiah, because we all need that. I want to give a special shout out to Voices of the Youth. My folks over there cooking it up every Thursday. He is at the Valley High and Mack Road Community Center, which is right behind Candlewood Apartments in, or no, excuse me, Cottonwood Apartments in Sacramento, California. And we want to give it up to you, bro, and all that you're doing, Voices of the Youth, is helping out. They're at the Thursday festival. They are also, Barry's also going to be at the Banana Festival, which is August 9th and 10th. I want to give a special shout-out to my folks, Jerry Fletcher, professional chef. She has been cooking and getting down for quite some time, and if y'all need an executive chef for any type of thing, she cooks old school. She cooks Asian flavor. She cooks French cuisine. She cooks the best jambalaya and gumbo you have ever tasted. Yes, I said ever tasted. Be mad at your mama. Don't be mad at me. Chef Jerry is my folks. I also want to give a shout out, a very special shout out to Rolanda. Rolanda Wilkinson, for doing her thing, taking some very needy and wonderful and deserving young youth around the country. She's been on a road trip for quite some time. They've been to Washington, D.C. They've been to the Smithsonian, and she's been sharing her travels with us on Facebook and some other social media. So we want to give a shout-out to her. We want to give a shout-out to Igor Beats, my folks putting it down for Bay Life Radio, getting it in like no other. One more time, Joe Elon, so far out way and beyond, infusing her students with all of the points of the 10-point platform and program, and just letting them know that they am, that I am, that we am. So let's do it. There are so many people that I want to personally thank and personally give a shout-out to. One Gone, Wise Words with One Gone. We want to say thank you to that. Drew Burke, my boy, just had a birthday. Light skin coming back. black on the attack. We want to give it out to Miss Mariana. Day after tomorrow, she is having Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. She will be helping homeless people. She will be giving out hygiene kits. She will be giving out hydrate kits, water and some other things, some food, some flip-flops because it's hot. So Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. It is August 3rd. Let me see if I can go on her page and find out where she is, what she's doing, so I can give y'all the actual address. I don't want nobody to be without. I want to make sure you can get down with it. Okay, it is going to be at, I'm on her flyer right now. Miss Mariana is going to be I don't see all of the flyer. Give me 1 second. Work with me, y'all. Work with me. Okay. Well, Miss Mariana has been working in the community for quite some time. She has been doing some wonderful things. She has been making sure people get fed, people get clothed, and people feel the love that they desperately need. So we want all of y'all to know, okay, it is at Hamilton Park, 7510 Winscott Way, Sacramento, California, 95822. That is August the 3rd, 2014, Sunday at noon, Hamilton Park, 7510 Winscott Way, Sacramento, California, 95822. too, and that's Miss Mariana. We're giving a shout-out to her. We also want to give a lovely, lovely shout-out to Cleo Cartel. She has been putting it together and putting it down for quite some time, and she has just put together a Northern California page with everything happening from SAC to the Bay. Do you hear me, y'all? Everything happening from SAC to the Bay, all the way down, back up, and around. And if you miss it, it's something wrong with you. It's not something wrong with me. The group is called What's Happening Northern Cal, and it is a whole lot of people in there. We want to give a shout-out to Angela Lofton Barrymore and her media designs. We want to give a shout-out to Tina Gates, Diva Cat, if y'all don't understand, and also Sean Rayford, who will be with me on the Delta King tonight with One Gone and all the other people that we know. Oh, Terry Moore. Shout out to Terry Moore and the award that he just won. I want to give a special shout out to Poetic Butterfly and all that she has been doing for and with us. That has been wonderful for me. Please believe it. Y'all, this is Hurricane the Poet. We are on the radio. Call in. We have some wonderful things going on. We have a giveaway, but you got to call in. One more time for your mind. Coming up with the Win the Rhyme. I am the upfront, sublime, and malign. I got to give it up. I got to give it up to some Al Green. I got to give it up to some Marvin Gaye. I got to give it up to some Gil Scott-Heron. I got to give it up to some Aunt Banks. Aunt Banks in the house, man. If you can hear your boy, get at your folks, man. I am trying to utilize some of your music, man. And I want the okay, man. You know, I want to see if we can put something down. And yes, 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 I'm trying to holler at you. Get at your boy, man. Get at your boy. I also want to give it out to Professor Griff and Zaza Ali for holding it down on the talk circuit. And also FTP, Fight the Power, feed the people, free the prisoners, F the police. FTP is going on 10 years, y'all, 10 years strong in the community, in Los Angeles, in Atlanta. We're trying to start a chapter out here in Sacramento, which I will be a part of, that I'm really interested in getting done. So we want to let y'all know that it's in the community, you know. It ain't in your beauty. It's not always in your duty, but best believe it's in your community. So if you need something done, get a hold of some of these people. Talk to some of these people. Reach out and be touched. Be touched with some love. Be touched with some uplifting. Be touched with some facts, folks. Hey, Pretty Pinkus, what's going on, folks? Jacob McGee, my folks that has been putting it down on social media, trying to let it be known. I also want to give a special shout out to Terry Grace, who is out in the Atlanta area, but she is also touching mics everywhere she goes. So we want to, what's up, Laura, Mama Cook? My soul touch the ground and get down. My loved one. Yes, yes, yes. What's up, Miss Rose? How you doing? We out here working, y'all. Art on display. The art triangle. The brick house. I have an art show at the Brick House right now in Sacramento, California on 36th and Broadway. It will be running till the 23rd of August. You can see my paintings. You can see my pictures. You can see some of my poetry. I will be having a closing reception. I am there most times, so you can come through and talk to me about the artwork. Most of all, y'all, you can get some love. That's what the pictures have. That's what the painting has. And most definitely, that's what everything else has. Hey, Miss Markell, I really can't answer your phone call right now. I'm on the ratio. So I'm going to text you to let you know that I am going to get back at you. But I do love you. All right? So that's for you. Okay, Joseph White, my boy, Youssef, that's been doing it to it. Oh, my Soren folks, mouthpiece, a wonderful, inspired poet. I want to give a shout-out to my grandson, Marquise. I love you, man. Congratulations. He is a graduate of preschool, and my daughter, Lene, is such a happy, 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 proud mama. Yes, she is. She does it all by herself, and she does it phenomenally. Yes, 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 yes. So, back to Miss Cleo Cartel, I want to let y'all know that y'all need to contact, y'all need to get involved, y'all need to say what's up. Most definitely, say something, be something. Latrice Mosley, what's up, girl? What's happening with my fly sister? Bright and sunny, honey bunny. Chuck Taylor, Butterfly Suit, my boy from Funky Socialistics. Oh, we want to send a shout out to ZFG for flash mobbing. Flash mobbing was off the hook on the 28th. We got down in front of the Crest. We had almost 100 people come enjoy us. And we just doing the thing in Sacramento, Tomato, California. Y'all, you are everything you need and everything you like and everything you would want to be is already inside of you. I encourage you to bring it out the best way you can.
Attention class, today you will have a substitute teacher, Miss Sylvia Newton. Aww.
my folks that passed, I'm dropping the ash like some broken dishes. Hennessy built up to the brim, Lavelle Sims was my nigga, victim of a trigger, so I'm still smoked in the hood, wrapped tight between my lips like a split, so it's all good. Work up, get more, till I'm stuck by smoke, got me tripping. Homies in the cut, giggling about the time when the chronic sip was reeking. Riding through the trunk with my truck coming home from my weekend. Doing time at both in Broadway, Saturdays and Sundays. Cleaning up stuff on the freeway, then back to 2A, to the spot where the block made them hot. Look, Bale had them pits that a lock you down like lost and found in the ditch. Major scholarship for cracking screws and breaking tears. It was tough back that he didn't get much older. He was a ghetto soldier.
Southern stuff I like, like sweet southern things. the skin half big, and when you grin, that's when all life begins. Cool like a fresh breeze. Ooh, please come with me. Let's take a ride, swing to the other side. I'm much obliged to make your acquaintance. You're full of substance. And oh, girl, I love
you. You're like a Cadillac, cool breeze in the 70s. Oh, you and me, holding hands, talking family. That southern thing I like.
Southern thing I
like. You got that southern stuff I like.
You got that southern thing I like.
After school, eating hard, cause I'm into you. Barbecue, I'll even open the door for you. I know that's what you like.
I know just
you
what you like.
You got that southern stuff I like.
Miss Georgia Peach, Carolina, when you speak, the southern draw makes me wanna know you more. Do you want a big family? Well, if so, I can handle it. A gentleman, do the very best I can. Provide for you, I know you wanna finish school. Intelligence is beauty. Girl, I wanna be your study.
I know just what you like.
Know just what you like.
Just what you need. Loving,
loving, yeah.
It's all you need from me.
All you really need from me.
I know just what you want. I know just what you need.
What you need.
Loving, loving, yeah.
Let's
young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on, we gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth ward. Fourth ward. Come on. Sing it.
Every one of y'all are a benefit to my world, my time, and to my behavior. I want to thank you for calling in. I couldn't get to all of y'all. I truly apologize. Once again, I got to give me a new phone so I can really get us all closer to our dreams. I want you to continue to know and to understand that you are all that you need and all that you want. So get closer to your dreams, y'all. Peace.
Oh.
Living in a dream world. Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you. Down your bags, love. I know in the past, love has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even give my daughter love. I want to build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you.
Come close to me, baby. Come close. Let your love hold you. Let your love hold you.
me to discover me. I just want you to put trust in me. I kind of laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
I love you, but you know right now, you know, it's just getting to be too much.
We'll be right back.
just can end up in divorce. Take a nigga straight to court. This decision is the best, yeah.
And I'm sorry it had to end this way. In this relationship, I cannot stay.
I can see that this is it. It ain't nothing we can fix. You'd be living for your kids.
Thank you. Yeah.